hear that term life insurance commercial? What if you're Porky? What if you're Super Porky? God rest his soul. What if you're El Dandy? Who are you to doubt El Dandy? It's Jim Valley, the inspirational, confrontational, intelligent, sensational, effing king of recovery. I am back because of the fans, and I've got more questions this week. I've got more questions than AWS titles. More questions than AWS tournaments. Why can't the Young Bucks afford a better lock on their door? Christian, the Jurassic Express, and the Hardys just come barging into their office. Look, if I wanted to see a bunch of uninvited men crowd into a room, I'd watch porn. You know, you'd think somebody with the Bucks' political views would do a better job protecting their borders. Of course, if it was NXT, there'd be a kidnapping. You know, speaking of which, when is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis going to do something about the safety of that NXT parking lot? That place has got more assaults and kidnappings than a Dateline marathon. And I have another question for you. Do you know how much it costs to buy Ric Flair's last match bundle on Fight TV? $200. $200. For $200, you get all the StarCast interviews, the Ric Flair roast, and the last match card with the Ric Flair's last match. Dude, inflation is real. I remember when Ric Flair's last match was just $30 on pay-per-view. Actually, though, $200 is a tremendous value. That's like a dollar for every helicopter joke at the Ric Flair roast. God. $200. What happened? Did Ric Flair get another ex-wife? Did he have to pay for Charlotte's wedding? I don't know. Hey, by the way, congratulations to the class of 2022. You made it through 12 years of schooling, 4 years of high school, and 8 years of graduation speeches. Anyway, heavens, coming up on the show, I don't know if AEW has too many titles. That's yet to be seen, but there is a trend in wrestling I want to talk about, pandering to the UK audience. There's also a new Intercontinental Champion. There will be a new US Champion. We'll review SmackDown, preview Dominion, and talk about the wacky world of wrestling. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, it's Jim Valley. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Tweet me at Jim Valley. I also have email. I think it's jimvalley@f4wonline.com. I think. I'm not sure. Want to wish happy 63rd birthday to the legend, Magnum T.A. My birthday is on Thursday, June 16th. I know the thing that the kids do is they put up their Venmo. That's not really my style. I'd rather have you join Cauliflower Alley Club. It's only $27.50 a year, 31 Canadian, or 49 a year overseas. Or if you want to go all in, a lifetime membership is just $307.50 a year. Money goes to help wrestlers, those in wrestling who are down on their luck. You can get more information at CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. Hey, New Japan has apparently stripped Juice Robinson of the IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship. And a new title holder will be decided today, tonight, whenever you're watching, at Dominion. New Japan announcing that Robinson not coming to Japan to defend the U.S. title is scheduled, and that he's been stripped. And the scheduled Robinson versus Sonata versus Will Ospreay three-way at Dominion will now be Sonata versus Ospreay singles match, with the winner crowned the new United States champion. Juice Robinson apparently has appendicitis, went in for surgery. Now, here's the thing. We all heard the interview that he did on Wrestling Observer Live with Brian, where he claimed he wanted to retire. Then he joined the Bullet Club. And anyway, the thing is with Robinson, he's a great promo, but is it real? Is it kayfabe? His gimmick right now seems to be trying to kayfabe everybody, so who knows? Dominion comes up, depending on where you're watching it, either Sunday or here on the West Coast, it's on Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific. It's a good card. It's a solid New Japan card. There could be some surprises, even if there's not. You know, New Japan always does good shows. You can never go wrong following New Japan. Main event, IWGP title match, Kazuchika Okada defends against Jay White. You know, it's hard to tell what's going to happen. Jay White has a lot of momentum. He speaks English. One would think he's going to win the title. One would think, but we'll see. It's not a guarantee. Also, as we mentioned, U.S. title on the line, Will Ospreay against Sonata. Will Ospreay seems to have momentum, but going into Forbidden Door, it would seem maybe Sonata could win, but the thing is, Sonata doesn't always win. He's kind of the pushed loser, you know? Super talented, not always the guy who grabs the brass ring, but does Will Ospreay really need the U.S. title? That's kind of my question on this one. I don't know. Also, the Never Open Weight Championship, Tama Tonga defends against Carl Anderson. Also then, the KOPW Shingo Takagi match. It's going to be some, I don't know, some BS match against Taichi. It'll be a thing. I don't know. I hate the King of Pro Wrestling title. I really hate it. I hate it. It just seems like BS that New Japan does not need. Also, the AEW Interim World Title Eliminator match. Tanahashi against Goto. It'd be hilarious if Goto wins, but I guess it could happen, but probably not. Also, the Tag Team Championship on the line. Bad Luck Fale and Chase Owens against the Great O'Conn and Jeff Cobb. It would seem that O'Conn and Jeff Cobb have the momentum. I don't know. Again, that one, they could lose. Still challenge for the ROH title and lose. Or win that title too. I don't know. There's a lot of things that seem in flux at Dominion. Also, the open weight six-man tag team championship. Evil, the other Takahashi and Sho take on Zack Sabre Jr., Desperado, and Kanemaru. And then Toriano take on Doc Gallows. And then Naito, Hiromu Takahashi, just call him Hiromu, and Bushi takes on Ishimori, El Fantasmo, and Ace Austin. And then Tenzan, Taguchi, and Master Wato takes on Aaron and Najee, TJP, and Akira. That should be a great match. Again, a solid card for Dominion. Last night on SmackDown, Money in the Bank, Drew McIntyre and Sheamus went to a double disqualification. Both men want in Money in the Bank. We'll see what happens there. And then, Lacey Evans actually appeared on SmackDown. And she beat Xia Li. They also called Lacey Evans SmackDown's newest superstar. Okay. We'll get into Lacey Evans in a second. In the match, Lacey Evans defeated Xia Li. Xia Li may have been injured. I'm not sure on that. We'll talk about Lacey Evans in a second. We'll run down SmackDown here. But they announced Ronda Rousey defending against Natalya at Money in the Bank. Rousey came out to discuss her match. She kind of badmouthed Natalya. says that her mom taught her the armbar and that Lacey Evans stole the sharpshooter from Brett. Then Shotzi Blackheart's music hit. She mocked Ronda Rousey, demanded a match. So if she wins, she wants a future title match. They did a championship contenders match, and Ronda Rousey defeated Shotzi in a good match. And after the match, Natalya attacked Rousey, put her in the sharpshooter. She didn't tap, but still, you know, Natalya's not wearing pink. She's wearing purple. That's so she can tell that she's a heel. She's heel Natalya. We'll talk about that. But Gunther defeated Ricochet to become the new Intercontinental Championship. And then Riddle defeated Sami Zayn. Stipulation is that if Riddle won, he'd get a Universal Championship match. If Zayn won, he'd be banned from SmackDown. So he won, and it was announced that next week, Riddle will face Roman Reigns for the championship. You know, Roman Reigns has not been seen. He's had a lesser schedule. You know what he's been doing? He's actually been working on a collaboration with PBS. It's a new TV show. It's called Where in the World is the Undisputed Champion? He wears this big floppy hat and a trench coat. You go and try to find him. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with Roman Reigns. If he's sick, if he's injured, if he just has a sweetheart deal. I don't know. It just seems like if he's not going to be the guy, then he shouldn't have the championship. I don't know. We'll talk about that in a second. But Lacey Evans, is she a babyface now? Is she a heel? Has she been a more schizophrenic recent character? I don't know. We'll talk about Lacey Evans. We'll talk about the championship. And it's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer, Sports Byline.
But you're troubling me, and I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Someone in the YouTube chat asking, which is more expensive? $200 for Ric Flair's retirement match or filling up their gas tank? It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Tweet me at Jim Valley. So apparently Lacey Evans is babyface now. She sexy Sergeant Slaughter. She Corporal Kirshner with an OnlyFans. I don't know. Has been Noelle Foley has an OnlyFans. I just saw that before I went on the air. I don't have the words for that. Has there been a more schizophrenic character in recent WWE history than Lacey Evans? We've talked about it. We don't need to rehash it. I like Lacey Evans. I know she's not the best wrestler, but she's certainly athletic. You know, but I think that, you know, there's enough depth on the WWE roster, are there enough good workers where you can conceal that? You can do short TV matches. Her match with Xia Li was fine. You know, not everybody watches wrestling for wrestling. It's just action and the characters and someone that they can relate to. And I think if you have a good gimmick or charisma, and present yourself well, like Lacey Evans does, I think she has a place and has value. You know, as I was watching SmackDown, and this week was a pretty good show, I thought. They had a commercial for the new incarnation of Duck Dynasty. I'd forgotten about Duck Dynasty, thankfully. But remember Duck Dynasty? It's back in Pog form. Wait, no. It's not back in Pog form. And it's not the early 2010s, but they have some new version on the Fox News streaming service called Fox Nation, or I don't know, something like that. Look, and I'm not making fun of it. If you like it, great. But look, you know, watching, you know, when I was in radio, you'd all go to some press event. And I remember sometimes there'd be people walking by and, you know, different events were set up and the people that worked at the local Fox affiliate would often take crap from people because just it said Fox. It had the Fox branding. So I imagine that some people, you know, will watch the Fox network because it says Fox on it. And just the same, some people will avoid it because it says Fox on it. And, you know, this is a wrestling show. I'm not here to tell you how to vote. Wrestling is the circus. It's a big tent. It's the strongman. It's the acrobats. It's the bearded lady. Ringling Brothers is gone, but wrestling is still here. There are surveys that show wrestling fans tend to be more politically liberal, and that's fine. And there's also the stereotype that we're all redneck hillbillies in trailer parks. Wrestling is a business, and I personally think it's great to have a character like Lacey Evans. My wife is politically liberal. Her best friend is politically conservative. Her husband is a police officer and retired military. Now, they don't really watch wrestling, but I think it's great to have a character that people who may be conservative and watch wrestling can relate to. WWE does tribute to the troops, and that's why I think Lacey Evans is an important character to have and be relatable. I don't know about her gear. Maybe I would change up her gear, but that's another conversation for another day. A conversation to have for today. Gunther is the new Intercontinental Champion. Is this the best idea? You know, we've talked about this. With the exception of Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns is the exception, champions lose in WWE. And Gunther is too new and has too much momentum to be losing. And unless Gunther is going to be sort of the new de facto main event champion to replace Roman Reigns right now, I think this is a bad idea. The Intercontinental Championship, despite all the heritage that they talk about and how many Hall of Famers have held the title, look, it's the loser's championship. I don't know. Maybe WWE wants to rehab the Intercontinental title by putting it on Gunther, but that hasn't talked about. That hasn't been talked about. Talked about Lacey Evans being a schizophrenic character. What about Ricochet? He's a winner. He's a loser. He's a superhero. He's a real-life video game. And now, his push lasts, what, about a month? He's the former Intercontinental Champion. But there's more to WWE and wrestling and championships and main events. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. They had amazing matches at WrestleMania. Maybe the highlights of their respective careers with Johnny Knoxville and Kevin Owens, or Steve Austin rather, and carrying them to incredible, memorable, all-time great matches in WrestleMania history. They have nothing left to prove. They have reached the pinnacle, and now they're just having fun. And God bless them for that. on AEW Rampage. Eddie Kingston beat Jake Hager in a fine match. Jay Lethal and Satnam Singh with Sanjay Dutt defeated Davey Vega and Matt Fitchett. And I'm going to tell you this. Satnam Singh can't sell, but he did not look terrible with his offense. He already looks better than Almos and the Great Khali. AEW might have something in Satnam Singh. Seriously, he's got some charisma. He's got some presence. He did a flying cross body block. What the hell? They may have something with him. His selling was not great, but dude, the guy's 7'4". That can come in time. But I'm here to tell you, they may have something at Satnam Singh. Keep watching, kids. Stay tuned. I've gone out on the branch with Lacey Evans. I may go out on the branch and go out there and start carrying the torch for Satnam Singh. You heard it here first. We will see. I don't know. Chris Statlander came down, defeated Red Velvet. Afterwards, she was beat up by the baddies and Jade. And Athena came down. They did a whole separation thing. But is Chris Statlander, is she now David Bowie? Is she now Ziggy Stardust? Is that her gimmick? I'm not sure, but people love Chris Statlander. We'll see what happens there. Trent Barretta and FTR, and kind of an upset, defeated Will Ospreay in the Aussie Open of Kyle Fletcher and Mark Davis. Kind of a surprise. A great three-way match. Trent Barretta got the pin. We'll see what happens. And this Wednesday, AEW Dynamite, the Road Rager, Chris Jericho versus Ortiz in a hair versus hair match. Wardlow is going to powerbomb the stuff out of 20 security guards in an elimination match. Miro versus Ethan Page in a qualifier match for the All-Atlantic title. And the Bucks versus Jurassic Express and in the Hardys in a ladder match for the World Tag Team Championships. Do I want to see Jeff Hardy in a ladder match? That match at the pay-per-view was kind of sad. I hope his boots are fixed. Somebody tighten his boots for Jeff Hardy. Look, I love Jeff Hardy. People can fight over politics. You can fight or whatever. But we all come together with Jeff Hardy. Everybody loves Jeff Hardy. And Matt Hardy is the brains behind the Hardy Boys. I don't know that I want to see this. I don't want Jeff Hardy to kill himself for my entertainment. I want Jeff Hardy to go out on top and go out in a blaze of glory on top in a great career like he has earned and he deserves. But by God, Jeff, don't kill yourself for my entertainment. I love you, babe, but don't do that, please. I'm going to watch that match with my hands covered. One eye watching. I don't know. Hey, speaking of AEW, I want to talk about characters, and I also want to talk about Marina Shafir in her match with Thunder Rosa. Also, is the wrestling companies, are wrestling companies pandering to the UK audience? We'll talk about that and more. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, speaking of AEW, Marina Shafir had kind of a rough match against Thunder Rosa, and I don't know if over time Marina Shafir will get kind of the showmanship aspect of wrestling. I think she needs to work on her selling and her persona and her facial expressions, but her knowledge of fighting and kind of the human body and joints and things definitely helped her wrestling. You know, if you notice, she tried to sharpshoot her. That kind of fell apart. She didn't panic. She transitioned into an Indian deathlock. Then that kind of, I think Thunder Rosa was like, no, not so much. Kind of talked her into doing a side headlock. She kind of moved into that. You know, a lot of times when wrestlers are new and they screw things up, they'll go back to what they screwed up and keep trying till they get it right. She didn't do that. You know, Marina Shafir is like a good, bad wrestler, if that makes sense. She could have panicked. She could have really, things could have really fallen apart and been a train wreck. But she kept her head. She just kept transitioning until she got something that worked, and she stuck with it. So, Marina Shafir right now is a good, bad wrestler. It'll be curious to see where she goes. I think she needs a name other than The Problem, maybe a colorful costume. You know, she needs to not look and dress and act like Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey is a bigger star, and anytime a bigger star occupies that space, there's not much you can do about it. So she's going to have to do something different and carve her own badass identity in a different way. And I'll be watching. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But, you know, I see a lot of people ripping on AEW for having too many tournaments. And I can see the point. You know, but I also think it has a lot to do with Punk's injury, which was unplanned and unforeseen and sort of the catalyst for some of this. Had Punk not been injured, I think the build to Forbidden Door would have been different and a lot more straightforward. You know, when AEW first started, it said it was going to have a more sports-oriented presentation. And over the last 3 years, sometimes it's been that way, sometimes it hasn't. How do you decide things in sports? Essentially, you have a tournament. Each season, win-loss records comes down to the playoffs. What are the playoffs? They're tournaments. And I said last week that I was tired of six-pack challenges and battle royals to determine number one contenders. In an era when companies have so much power over wrestlers, just go out there and tell them to win and lose. You know, granted, this week, Kyle O'Reilly won a battle royal on Dynamite, but he had a great match against Jon Moxley. Kyle O'Reilly didn't just win a battle royal and get a shot at the world title, just like Natalya with the six-pack challenge on SmackDown. Now, obviously, there's a tournament going on simultaneously for the All-Atlantic title, and we just wrapped up the Owen Hart tournament. But the fact remains that the world title situation wouldn't have had a tournament if it wasn't for the Punk injury. So I think you gotta cut Tony Khan some slack here. I see six-pack challenges and battle royals on SmackDown as like easy outs. Tournaments, people win and they lose. And if you want a sports presentation, that means tournaments. So look, I think you gotta cut Tony Khan some slack. But here's the thing. Does it feel like pro wrestling companies are just pandering to the UK, European audience? They're just doing cursory things, like a secondary title, like a stadium show, not SummerSlam. Oh no, but still a stadium show. Look, if the UK audience is so important, then by God, give them something important. It feels like, and I'm not sure, but it feels like AEW is going to put the All Atlantic title on Pac. And look, that's fine. I think Pac is great. And if the plan is to put the title on Pac and then tour the UK, that's great. But if the UK and Pac are good enough, then just put a major title on him. Maybe the All Atlantic title is going to be important. Maybe it's not. Personally, I'm sick of, you know, when the WWE had a European title, they always defended it in the United States. New Japan, the U.S. title should be defended in the United States, not in Japan. Otherwise, it's kind of a cursory BS title, in my opinion. If the UK and Pac are good enough, just put the TNT title on him. Same thing with WWE. Gunther just won the Intercontinental title on SmackDown. Or, as Michael Cole called it, his first major title in WWE. Apparently, the NXT UK title is not a major championship, which we already knew, but it makes my point. It's the 30th anniversary of SummerSlam at Wembley Stadium. For decades, it was legitimately the biggest crowd in WWE history. They couldn't say that because of the mythical 93,000 at WrestleMania 3. But it was legit the biggest crowd, as the British hero, the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith, won the Intercontinental title from his brother-in-law, Bret Hart, in one of the greatest matches in WWE history. And as we all know, the British Bulldog won whether he wanted to or not. Where is that damn kid? He better show up at Clash at the Castle. Otherwise, this whole thing is going to be for naught. But on the 30th anniversary of SummerSlam, where is SummerSlam? It's in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, when they made that announcement, I had to double check. I was like, what? I thought it was going to be in Wales, but no. Nashville gets SummerSlam, and the UK gets something at the App Store called Clash at the Castle. Look, it's not at Wembley, and it's not SummerSlam. I get that Wembley in London is expensive. They probably had a deal to do it in Wales. Fine. WWE is all about making that. All about pleasing shareholders. SummerSlam 92 was a taped show and played back a couple of days later in the U.S. on pay-per-view. It didn't do great pay-per-view business. But in the peacock era of premium live events and Saudi Arabia shows that happen, it doesn't matter. But instead of UK fans getting the real SummerSlam, WWE double-dipped, and UK fans are getting some event masquerading as the anniversary of SummerSlam with a different name in a different city. If UK fans are so important, it's such an important market, and UK fans are such great fans, give them a British wrestler with a real push, and give them the real SummerSlam. Here's some thoughts from Twitter from fans. Someone wrote, as a real UK resident, as an ex-UK resident, rather, It felt like for years they knew they could promote any show, like the UK only pay-per-views, and prove it could do killer business. I don't get it. Building a SummerSlam and building around the history of the 92 show would be massive. Somebody else wrote, as far as WWE goes, some of the things they have done over the years felt like token gestures. I totally agree. The NXT UK is the biggest example of that. As far as SummerSlam goes, it would have been cool to have SummerSlam here, creating a specific pay-per-view for the Welsh market. It's a cool idea, I feel. This one is a great tweet. Listen to this. I have friends in the UK. We all traveled to WrestleMania 31 together. Yet no one, I'm going to repeat that, no one has the slightest interest in going to the Cardiff show, as we think it's just a glorified stadium house show. In all honesty, we're waiting for AEW to come with Dynamite to Craven Cottage. Somebody else wrote, I'm going to the Clash, but it is a secondary show between SummerSlam and Saudi, and my expectations are low. Not that when ideal, when the prices are higher than Mania. As far as AEW again, no show this summer, and we have a bad TV deal here. No way to watch Dynamite live, or even the next day on Fight TV. You know, that's a great point. My friend Bradley Craig in the UK talks about how, you know, AEW is on late night, like 11 o'clock, when people are out at pubs. That's when they're watching it, when they're out maybe going to have a pint with friends. Another tweet here, somebody writes, yes, I completely agree. WWE wouldn't give a SummerSlam, despite it being the 30th anniversary. Totally an easy sell, even Wembley Stadium being free last weekend in August. AEW brags TV that they're number one, but in the UK, yet after 3 years, still haven't brought a show. You know, one of the reasons that the WWE is number one, or not number one, is because they lost their Sky TV deal, and it's on a pay channel. So, I don't know. Some things to think about. I think wrestling fans deserve better, especially the UK being so valuable. Give me your thoughts. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Tweet me at Jim Valley. What a great Saturday. Thank you for joining me. Here with producer Daniel. I may also know him from America's Most Wanted. He's a hardened criminal. Hey, before I wrap up here, go out of your way to see the new PBS documentary on St. Louis Wrestling. My local PBS station here in Seattle, probably too snooty to play it locally here on television. I had to watch it online through the St. Louis PBS station link. But search it out. It's called Head Over Heels, Remembering Wrestling at the Chase. All the memories of St. Louis Wrestling, Larry Matisick, Sam Muchnick, Bruiser Brody, The Crusher, Dick the Bruiser, King Kong Brody, so many others. They talked to a lot of fans. My friend and CAC member Darla Skaggs is in it, and she is adorable. A lot of other fans and notable people like Cowboy Bob Orton Jr. and Ted DiBiase. It's really, really, really well done. And one of the things they talk about is the racial strife that was in St. Louis in the 60s and 70s. But all fans of creeds and colors came together to watch wrestling. And that's one of the things that I like. All the different backgrounds, socioeconomics, everything. Everybody is welcome. And I love it. Whether you're a doctor or a loser like me, we all come together with our love to watch professional wrestling. Things like John Cena this week, meeting with that brave Ukrainian boy and his family. Ukrainian boy who has Down syndrome. It warms your heart. And our love of wrestling brings us all together. Don't forget, that's why we do it. And you know why I do it. I do it because of the fans. So we'll talk to you next week. I'll be gone the week after next, but I will be back next week because of you. And as always, hashtag because of the fans. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.